So I'm speaking to Mike Roy. You were contacted by police and requested by them to meet at a McDonald's. Can you tell me why they asked to meet you?
Yeah, they. I was banned from the University of Western Ontario for participating in a prohibited activity unauthorized protest at the main building on campus called UCC. They had sent me a letter, the Western Police, and it was registered mail. I didn't go pick it up. It returned back to them, and I presume they gave that to the police department, and for some reason they had my phone number, and then contacted me for delivery.
So the police thought to deliver the letter in person to you?
Yeah, they did. I'm not sure exactly why or whether they were just the mailmen in this situation, but it was kind of odd. But yeah, the London Police Department actually hand-delivered it to me.
So, and I understand you were not a student at the time, but how did Western know who you were and how to contact you?
That's a little bit of a mystery, to be perfectly honest with you. I have no idea how they knew who I was, possibly because of the activism I've done. I do a little bit of work for CHRW, the local radio station there, but to me it's a mystery how they knew who I was.
And what was the protest you were at?
There was an Israeli day that was going on, and my Palestinian friends had suggested that we do a silent demonstration with tape over our mouths, holding up signs, and stand there for a brief period of time, 30, 40 minutes, and then leave.
And none of them were given the same ban from campus?
No, but one other person was, another friend of mine that participated in this, and his name's Anthony Verberkmos. And he wasn't aware of this being banned until quite a time afterwards, when he had to physically go down and ask if he had been banned, and they had spelled his name wrong. So he was the second person that was banned out of everybody else.
Okay, and you decided to not respect the ban, and then you organized or were part of three more protests. What were those protests?
Yeah, I didn't organize, but I did take part in. The first protest was a banner drop against student hikes.
Okay.
And that was a fee hike, so that was within, I think that was during February. And also a CETA rally, anti-CETA rally with the Council of Canadians. And I believe that was in late February as well, early March.
And then there was the visit to the president's office?
Yeah, that was actually the best one. We did a rally. There was probably about 40 of us or so, and we did a rally through campus to the UCC building, all with tape over our mouths and holding signs exactly as the original protest was. Stood in the UCC in the exact same spot for the exact period of time. And then from there, we marched over to the president's office and paid him a visit for at least an hour. Unfortunately, he wasn't there. But they said that they would make appointments for us, and none of those appointments were kept.
So there hasn't really been any consequence to breaking the ban, has there?
No, they just recently issued a statement in regards to the review they were undertaking, which I'm not sure who did the review. They said basically they're going to stick to their guns, and they're going to keep the two bans in for the full year.
So do you feel that you were targeted here because you did not enjoy the protection of actually being a tuition-paying student at the moment?
I think that if I was a student, I don't believe I would have been banned, but I'm still not sure.
It brings up a larger issue of the capacity for people who are activists. I'm assuming you're a white male, but like assuming that, you know, that some people who don't enjoy every privilege, in this case, you not enjoying the privilege of being a student here, brings up the larger question of how activists who are not students at the moment, who might have been past students, who may have never gone to post-secondary education, can take part and have a self-determined part in what we are doing here in terms of the struggle for a solidarity movement in Ontario. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I had participated for many years in activities at Western, and you know, it's a big part of our community. And according to the University of Western Ontario, they have open arms for people to come to visit them on campus and go to lectures and participate in things. But it just seems more and more to me that Western seems to be becoming sort of an arm or an extension of the Richard Ivey School of Business there. And any dissent whatsoever is squashed, and you have to, you know, apply permits and so forth.
It's very interesting that Richard Ivey owns iVest, which is the partner in Residence Development Corporation, and they're the ones who build the private residences all across Ontario. So with one hand, he's, you know, privatizing, you know, an income revenue stream for universities and privatizing where people live. On the other hand, he's giving money to the university to take the name in this sort of neoliberal project. So I know you've had some solidarity support with some professors like David McNally and other people who signed on to a petition. But what I want to ask you is, even though the Graduate Student Union at Western has donated $10,000 to Class A's legal fund, do you see any effective or coherent counter reply to the neoliberal university in London, Ontario?
I think the grassroots stuff has started. I think the seeds have been planted. I think what we're seeing right now in Quebec with Bill 78, you know, and then other things like they're doing to activists like me here and my friend in Ontario, and the fact that you can't dissent on school, and these student groups actually are so afraid to do anything on campus anymore.
So these are the moderates you might have been speaking of?
Yeah. They're extremely afraid to do any actions. I mean, this was a pretty mild action, and received this much attention and this much problems. It just shows that they're not willing to have any dissent whatsoever on campus.
And do you think that's going to change, or what's going on?
Well, I know there's a lot of people talking right now. I think what's happening in Quebec is motivating a lot of people in Ontario for sure. I do see that the University of Ottawa, I believe they had a sit-in, or a visit at least, I think last week or a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and there's also rallies that are starting up in individual cities within Ontario. Toronto had one, I believe, last night. So I think that people are starting to become more and more aware of the neoliberal agenda that's being rammed down our throats here in Ontario and in all of Canada.
So are there any plans for any solidarity actions in London, Ontario at the moment?
Yeah, on Tuesday, there is a solidarity action that's going to take place at Victoria Park at 6 o'clock in London. And we're asking everybody to bring their pots and pans.
So that's Tuesday, May 29th?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for speaking with the Media Co-op today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Okay.